Writings of Rabash, Volume 2, Letter 36. The holiday of Sukkot answers all the questions, even the most difficult and toughest questions. It is known that the matter of Sukkah, the tabernacle, is the aspect of the shade of faith. And from the side of judgment, it is required that the shade will be greater than the sun. It is known that the sun is referred to as reason, and the moon is referred to as faith. As our sages said, Israel relates to the moon, and the nations of the world relate to the sun. Meaning that each time we see that there is a sun and that it's greater than the shade, then we have to cover it so that the shade will be greater. And if a person does not add his aspect of shade, then he's being spared from above, and the sun is and becomes understandable. He has most thoughts, and shade is being added to him. Whatever comes is given, and then he should add the aspect of shade, and of shade is added to him, and so on and so forth until he merits eternal adhesion. However, there's a difference between the man creating the shade and the shade being created from above. If a person makes the shade, he attains the Creator. If it's done from above, a person enters concealment. But the shade has to be there, because there has to be balance between the vessels. However, we should make an additional effort to accept the shade and refer to it as a holy shade, meaning that it comes from above, not from the other side, and this was given in order for one to have room for faith, and that is called the shade of faith, and that is holy. And it follows what's written, the path of the Creator is for the righteous to walk, and so forth. And this is the meaning of making the thatch from the waste of barn and winery. As my father, Baal Sulam, said, that goen, the barn, comes from the word ger, and the winery comes from the word venokev, and one who names the name of the Creator. And to interpret his words is that the matter of thatch is the shade of faith, which is called faith above reason, which is opposite to the reason. The reason leads one to the waste of barn and winery. Meaning, from the side of reason, as the corporeal eyes see, there is room for waste of barn and winery. And from that he makes the shade and sits under it. Meaning, he creates a place to sit from all those lowly and worse things.
In his opinion.
And by the waste, he can make the sukkah,
where he raises all things that are not important to his eyes above anything else, for bestowal to be more important than reception.
And most importantly, most of the joy that he has from the mitzvah is because faith above reason is called the joy of the mitzvah. And it turns out all the difficulties and questions that exist in the world become corrected in the sukkah. Because without them, you can't make the thatch. And so, one should be a good guest regarding that, and say, all the host has done for me. Meaning that one should say in his mouth that everything that happens in the world, meaning that people may suffer and feel bad, God forbid, is for me to receive the goodness, meaning to follow faith. Meaning, even though I see that there's evil in people, it is all in order to be able to accept the burden of the kingdom of heaven. And all of that, meaning even that others will suffer from evils, is for me to receive, that is difficult to say, because if a person works in order to bestow contentment to his Maker, then he looks at everything done for the Creator. And so, then all done was for me. In order to be able to work faith, for the greater benefit of self.
Where is sitting,
no, I just tiredness. I don't know where it comes from. I slept. I don't understand it. I see that everyone is coming off the chairs.
Really? Maybe we should bring beds here, and then we can have a lesson for another 2 hours.
And I envy it too, how you sit and you don't fall asleep. And
you're really putting me to sleep. I'm serious, but what can I do? What can you do? Importance. We talked about it. Importance. Now everyone will fall asleep, and you won't. And you will start seeing how really golden coins are handed out, and everyone's sleeping but you.
Well, so just to understand, he says here that the faith above reason is called the joy of mitzvah. So what, you have to be intoxicated to have this kind of joy, or what?
No, if you're not doing it happily, then first of all, it's a sign that you're not doing it. You're lying. I bestow onto someone. How can I know that I'm bestowing? I'm giving. If I did the action and I'm suffering, it's not giving. I didn't do it because I want to, but I did it because I have to. It might be because I'm afraid that I'll be beaten up or that I'll get punishment in the form of hell. It's not giving. Giving, it is an action that comes from within myself where I give. And how can I be sure that this is what I do? That along with this action, there is the feeling of happiness. Can't go without that. A mitzvah, a precept. You can't commit a mitzvah without being happy as a result. Clearly.
Well, you're not always here, you know. You have family.
I don't know family. I divide these things very simply. There are things that I receive, regardless in what form. Maybe, I don't know, I give someone a present, but I call it receiving. I get pleasure. It's not that I'm giving someone something. I'm not looking at the corporeal movement, but I'm looking at its essence. Its essence is reception. I give to a person that I enjoy it. That's it. I receive then. Then you gave or you have received. I've received. You receive pleasure. Is it correct or not?
Well, that's what you claim. I claim a bit differently.
What do you mean, claim? This is what you tell your children. I gave you my whole life. What do they say? What did you give us? You hear it from us, right? Why? Because you did everything, because you love them, and your love, it necessitated you to give them. You enjoy giving. And if you won't give, you'll suffer. That's why you give. So that's called that you love them. You love yourself, not them. And you come to them with a complaint that you've given them. And they're right that you say that they say that you didn't give them anything. But this and this and this and that. But it's true. You gave it. And So you have to discern between the action which is evident to the eye and the action which is felt with respect to the desire. Your will to receive, wanted to enjoy, therefore you've given them some kind of a present. Tell a woman not to nurse her baby child. You know, the size, not to feed him. Tell her what sorrow she has, because the more than a cow wants to, the more than a calf wants to eat, the cow wants to feed. So is she giving something? No, she's receiving. She's deriving pleasure from it. Otherwise, she's suffering. The same with you. So where's your giving? When have you ever given someone something? Your whole life, just to receive? If you're working according to the will to receive, your whole life, you're only receiving. No one ever has received anything from you. Imagine. You never gave anyone anything, and that's how it is with each and every one. Who do you get from? The Creator. Yes?
I understand, but I'm still not clear about this point of above reason. When you think above reason, it's still joy of a mitzvah. Well, what does it mean? I'm joyous above reason. It sounds like it doesn't make sense. It's not natural.
Just like you're happy about receiving, the very same way, you can reach a state where you will rejoice giving. But really giving. Really giving means that you have nothing. Nothing comes into your vessels of reception.
Well, you're talking about very lofty degrees when I'm in bestowal and I'm happy. What am
Otherwise,
I doing until then?
It's not called mitzvah.
Until then, how can I float above reason?
No. As long as you're not in bestowal, you have nothing above reason.
Of course. Then what do I do?
No, here
where do I find joy?
It doesn't say about that. It doesn't speak about people like you here. Here it speaks about people that are in bestowal.
Oh, good. So this is what I wanted to ask. When I'm in above reason, I'm not joyous. I'm always suffering.
Because you're not above reason.
Right. So how do I do this when I'm on the way? When you study Kabbalah, you need years for that. You said it. So, maybe, even though I'm not in years and still this about it, what? How do I do this?
Would you like to be in bestowal?
Yes, sure.
Ask for the greatness of the Creator. Ask for the greatness of the Creator.
I'm asking for it for 20 years. It's not it. I'm saying, how do I come to this joyfulness on the path? That's happy to me. What a hypocrite!
No, they're happy. They're already there.
So I'm the only one. So how do I do this then?
Yeah.
How do I do this? How do I connect to that?
But what do you care? They did the work for you. You keep on sleeping. They'll do the work. Is it possible? Yes, Giuseppe.
If I... Se io ho capito bene, la grandezza del creatore è il fattore più importante.
Se ho capito גדלות הבורא זה המרכיב הכי חשוב.
If I understood correctly, the greatness of the Creator is the most important thing. It's the most important component.
It causes me to be in bestowal, to rise above.
I wanted to ask, is it the greatness of the Creator? Is it an individual request, or like you spoke to Todd about the ideal group, collective?
Both. You can ask particularly and you can ask generally. But again, it depends, what do we want the greatness of the Creator for? I want His greatness because I enjoy whomever I am engaged with the one who is controlling me, where then I discover the boss as greater, as bigger, and then I'm also more important. Or I enjoy that, I want the greatness of the Creator because only because it is a force which allows me to bestow, which gives me the ability to come out of myself and serve Him. It's like He tells us with the suitcases with the chassid, where He says, you do not serve me, Yaakov. We talked about it many times, but again, it depends, what are we asking this for? But besides the greatness of the Creator, this is the only thing that reaches us, and then we can work. So this being our fuel, we can bestow, because I'm the will to receive. I always remain the will to receive. How can that will to receive give, bestow, do something of its own? There comes a special illumination called the greatness of the Creator, or call it the reforming light. Doesn't matter how you call it. The reforming light, it's something, it's the greatness of the Creator. And then I'm ready to take these actions. We are in a very realistic state, deterministic state, very simple. I have a force called the greatness of the Creator, I can bestow. I don't have the force, I can't bestow, I'm in reception. It all depends only on the force operating in me. I'm looking at the guests. Guests don't want to ask. No. Okay, you then.
No, microphone, the ador.
Microphone, please, quickly.
Anyone who toured the world a bit knows that there are these in Philippines. You know, if you go to South America, to the Philippines, to another place, to another, you know, everyone think they invented something which is could be the same thing, you know. And so, what I'm asking is this: we have the circle of the 10, and what I'm trying to ask here is, if the group be, you know, something that we think that we found only. The question is, how do we connect between those circles, you know?
You're asking me in short, I'll tell you in short. I don't care. I don't care. My goal is to achieve the Creator. What do I care about studying from the Philippines or from the South Americans? I have a book of instructions of my own. I work accordingly. If you come up to me now and you say, I want to tell you about something new, but check it out, it's quicker, it's better, it's so much greater, I'll be buying. He'll say, hey, you're limited, you're holding behind those people that depend on you, you're this, you're that, you're like this. I'll tell you, mister, you should loot of myself with respect to. And this is the only sign which I have. Therefore, you want? Go to the Philippines. This is your own deal. Search. You want to learn from me? Then, according to what I teach and learn myself.
The question is, meaning you said that there's this layer where people who have attainment, they write books.
Sure.
Now, once you...
No, not for beginners, books for beginners, but the real books.
Yeah, the scriptures.
Yeah, so, okay.
Now, Bnei Baruch in the Yom Kippur sit here and study together. But for instance, in Kippur, you're in your own city and you're walking around in between the balconies and you're thinking about where there's connection.
How can you check? Who are you that you can check? This I don't get.
Not me, my internality, because
your
I feel that there's
even worse.
Because I feel that there's connection between us, you come from a different place and you say, I want to see if there's connection there too. Question is, how do I work on this in my feeling that it's really possible to achieve the connection that we think of every day and every moment between the different balconies, between the different groups, the different circles? How will this thing become one eventually?
I don't see connection anywhere, period. I'm not going anywhere. Please, don't tell me about the world. As if you, the Philippines, you became smarter or whatever. I was everywhere. Don't worry. A person who studies and wants to acquire the goal, he doesn't roam between the groups, the different existing places of study, and with his tiny brain this size, and that he thinks that he can examine if they're connected or not. With what vessels can you check that? No, it's my internality. Pardon me, but your internality is in your better sit and don't jump until you at least acquire. No, I already have the ability to inquire, to check out these things. This way. How can you... So what, to limit? Not to limit, be a bit smarter. Don't limit. On the contrary, see, look at yourself from the side. Who are you that you're going to examine this? Who are you to understand? From what point of view can you check this out? You can examine it according to the wit. Sure, if you check it that way, you'll find smart people. Each one of them will confuse you with their method. But if you're going to examine according to the extent of bestowal, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, who are you that you can do this? Okay, undoubtedly, I feel that... Okay, look, I don't want to continue this. It's so foolish that I don't feel like talking about it. The baby is going to check now something that he has no idea what you're talking about. What is there to talk about? So unresponsible to going to check out the different places. You don't understand them either. A bit more responsibility before you're about to confuse us all.
Me. Lo. Tamshikh.
אז אנחנו בעמוד 1490 טור ב' למעלה.
When a person cares for pleasures, then it's hard to deceive oneself. And he says that the whole world was created only for him. But when a person is concerned for the greatness of the Creator, then it's not that hard to believe, because when you're thinking about yourself, it's not taken into consideration at all. The same thing with the schach. The schach, the thatch, is made out of barn and winery. And during the prayer, this is what we say within the sukkah and covering it. And that the faith, it saves a person from all the pests. Those things that harm you, because the harmful things are the harmful things, and it's only from if I am simply within the world, and people that come from the state are nourished by reason, and only shall give them a place that life does not, they cannot place. You lose your strength. That's it. If it wants to be active, it is forbidden. this reason, this opinion is something to lean on, to rely on. And if a person fails and he does lean on this reason, immediately he falls to the lowest possible place. Whereas in terms of the still, he can keep it and doesn't receive any descents. Therefore, they always look for the reason, for the opinion, which will support their work. And in order not to fail in this opinion, which is called matar, there is a special remedy. And by this, all questions will receive solution, God's help. This means that we every time have to find a state that those things which are not important in our mind and heart, which are the waste of barn and winery, where the barn is where it relates to mind and heart, for it to be so important for us that we will raise it above reason, above the thoughts in order to receive, and above the desires in order to receive, so that we could go in importance above them, and then build a schach, a sukkah, a thatch, a sukkah, and then we'll be safe from these currents that every time come as if in order to fail us, but only in order for us to strengthen the sukkah. Is that clear? Right.
Is there a matter of not being like a wise guy here in Kabbalah?
No.
No, of course. Being smart, being wise, yeah, but not being a smartass. Meaning that you don't really know anything, and then you're like a kid first trying to examine others. How do you know what's going on there? You're using your own intellect and your own emotion, and these vessels are ruled out to begin with. So what are you aiming for? You understand? So, before a person is neutral, then he has nothing to judge with. You know, it's like a judge. You know the how do you call this thing in Hebrew? The a woman who has what? How do you call that thing? That cover. You know, that cover that that a judge has. Meaning one who judges needs to be neutral, above his own thoughts and desires, knowing how to manage himself. In short, being in vessels of bestowal. In other words, then you can say that this person is capable of, depending, you know, where, and depending investigating what, but his vessels of bestowal need to be ready for it. And then he can truly scrutinize and examine and see what happens everywhere and classify it, because the judge has no more than his eyes to judge with, right? But his eyes, in that case, are really higher. And you're saying, oh, I'm going to examine the balconies here and there and you know, and bring us proof from your own impression that is just, you know, egoistic impression. That's it. So, it's not a serious attitude. Study, examine who you are, what you are, how you measure and how you judge, and then you'll see. The whole world is like you, you know, and you see what's happening. And why does it fail? Because everyone thinks that he can be independent and objective. But how? You only depend on your belly, the will to receive. The will to receive is at work. It's what motivates you. And that's it. You can't see if not through your own unique individual. If you say we are in a strong group of 10 and it's solid, and from the circle of 10 we always scrutinize and examine things. Delance, you hear? And we, in the 10, we examined different things, and then we scrutinized things, and we did it very intensely and tried to rise together. This I understand. They elevate themselves to see phenomenon through, to see the phenomenons through the 10. Even though everyone is still not corrected, but this collective impression improves them. But otherwise, you know, well, what's your device? What's your approach? Okay, yes, Vlad?
The matter of above reason is the most important thing, and it's kind of like attainment ready, where I can differentiate above reason or bestowal. And what along the way, meaning we have to always grasp above reason.
What commits me? What?
The goal. Attaining the goal.
The goal.
Greater, the greatness of the Creator.
The greatness of the Creator. Okay. Revelation is already what you receive. Why do you need the Creator? We're talking about what becomes revealed within us. Not revealed. The greatness of the Creator. For.
Like it,
to purely, yeah? Said, if I wish to test myself, can I go for the greatness of the Creator to really try to bestow? Then we have an opportunity to do this with regard to the environment. That's why there was a shattering of the vessels, that there was an opportunity to now do it towards the environment. And with respect to the environment, when everyone you see is such that you don't want to connect with and you don't want to look at, if you're capable of rising above all those egoistic obstacles and coming with them collectively to bestow upon the Creator, then the Creator orchestrates it for you. One guy laughs at you, the other one doesn't look good to you, the other. The Creator sets up the exact inner disturbances you need to reach bestowal. And that's how the environment works on you. Until you feel them as beloved, as something that, it's just my soul, that's what you'll say. And then at that moment, the Creator will be revealed in them with respect to you.
So he hates, he repels, and do I rise above reason in order to bestow? What is above reason here? What's this force here in which I rise above my feelings, right?
The greatness of the Creator or the importance of the group, if it's more important. It's one and the same. We just don't know what the Creator is. If the importance of the group is greater than your own importance, then it means that you're in some devotion of in order to bestow. Yes, Talans. Is there a translator? Akoka is not here at all. He's in the Kinneret. Oh, not bad. Instead of, you see, going to examine other balconies, go to the Kinneret and do dissemination. You see, this is what I'm telling you. Go to with our friends and go do dissemination. You'll see your head will spin in the right direction. What? Okay, we'll find you a place. No worries. Well, did you go to Eilat already? Yes? Okay. Maybe I'll go tomorrow. If they'll take me, I don't know. They don't want me to come. They're probably doing something bad there. They don't want me to come. Yes.
I would like to know, can we reach the greatness of the Creator before to reach the greatness of the Rav?
האם אפשר להגיע לגדלות הבורא לפני שמגיעים לגדלות הרב?
גם לא. לא.
כל אחד חייב להיות חשוב. No, that's not like that as well. All the importance, the means have to be important, because, and that's how it happens from one degree to another. Now you can understand how hard it is to reach the first spiritual degree, because the Creator, well, forget the Creator, but the group and the Rav always seem to you less and less important, to the point of even disregard.
Because I have a feeling that we don't talk enough about the greatness of the Rav in the society, and when you try to talk about that, it's like friends are shy to talk about that. Like, is it something personal, maybe?
אני מרגיש שאנחנו לא מדברים מספיק בחברה על גדלות הרב, וכשהדבר הזה עולה, אז כאילו הרגשה היא שהחברים אולי מתביישים לדבר על זה. אם זה משהו אישי, הדבר הזה?
אין כאן אישי. אנחנו נמצאים...
There's nothing personal. We are serious people, and we're grown-ups, and we're not babies or children. If something is needed for the goal, we do it. If not, we don't. What does it matter? So to me, it doesn't matter personally whether you talk about me or not. What's important is whether you do something that helps you reach the goal. And if so, then talk about it. It's written that the friends should discuss the greatness of the Rav. Rabash writes about it. And I have to do the Rav. That's it. So I'm like a means here, like a, you know, I don't know how to put it. But you need it. So I don't need you to respect me personally. You should respect me because with that you can rise above to the Creator.
It's not toward you, but I see that when we speak about the greatness of the Rav, there is a big force between that. Suddenly, when you start to talk about the greatness
of the Rav,
they're making all kinds of earthly calculations, and that's why they relate that way.
No, he's actually saying that when they talk about the greatness of the Rav, you can kind of feel a big force is born from it.
Right, and as a result, you'll start receiving some projection from me.
But how do we bring the friends to talk about the greatness of the Rav without being shame about that? Just to talk about and open the heart and just do it.
איך לעשות נכון, איך לדבר נכון על גדלות הרב, שהחבר לא יתבייש, שיוכל לפתוח את הלב, פשוט לעשות את זה.
צריכים להיות יותר בוגרים.
We need to be more mature and more serious, you know. It's like doctors. Are they ashamed to ask you about different things regarding your body? You know, how you take in food or how you take it out and things like that. They're talking about the body and its physiology and how it works. And there's no shame. It's just a body, and that's how it works. And it's the same here. We're treating our body, only the inner body. And there's no reason for shame or unpleasantness here. I'm telling you, I was asking Rabash, why am I hating you? Yeah. But I had to scrutinize that. If suddenly I have this kind of feeling in me. So he explained that in your will to receive, you certainly feel that I rob you of pleasures, and that's why there are times when you're scrutinizing that point, and at that point you hate me. He feels it anyway, if I love him or hate him. The upper one feels the lower one. The upper one includes the lower one within. It's like when you look at your kid and he's doing something. You're clear about what he's doing. You know, you're a little guy. he's open to you. You read him open. He doesn't need to tell you about it. And it's the same in spirituality. But I'll tell you what I'm afraid of. That you all will become chassids. That you'll start seeing, oh, this inspires us, it makes us better, and then you'll make it a fetish. And you'll start being chassids. And that is something, by that you finish your spiritual journey. You understand, and that's a problem. This is a problem. And look at what happened to the students of Baal Shem Tov. Not the direct students, but the students of the students, they became the Hasidism of today.
How do we use this force of the greatness of the Rav between us?
If you're cautious in using the greatness of the Rav only in order, and I said it before, only in order to follow what I'm telling you with regards to what we study. That's it. That's it.
There is one thing to do what you are telling to do. Dissemination and all the advices, and there is another thing to talk about that, and I saw that whatever the state we someone can be, if we start to talk just about the greatness of the Rav, we there is an uplifting. It's almost automatic how it works.
כי דבר אחד זה לעשות את העצות שלך, הפצה וכו', ודבר שני זה גם לדבר על גדלות הרב, כי אני ממש ראיתי שמצבים שאנשים נמצאים במצב שפל, שמדברים על גדלות הרב, פתאום זה אוטומטית נותן איזה כוח ומעלה, מוציא מהמצב וכו'.
נכון, אבל...
Well, correct, but so what if it takes people out of their state? What? So what? So now they have improved their mood. How does it help them to advance or not? You know, I had this friend who came to Jersey, and he was always sort of depressed. Then he went to Rabbi and said to me, "I have a rabbi." I asked, "So?" And he said, "I have a rabbi. That's it. I don't need more." So I don't want you guys to become that way.
But you say we you don't want us to be like the Hasid. But when I see the religious people or the Hasid people, I see, somewhat I envy them because they are so constant. They are all the time doing the same, and I see that I'm not constant. I'm not dedicate like they are dedicated. If I had the same dedication, of course, I would be very far with my friends.
מצד שני, כשאני אמרת על חסידים, אז כשאני מסתכל למשל לציבור הדתי, אז אני במובן מסוים מקנה בהם מאוד, כי הם מאוד עקביים.
Of course you envy, because they have fuel. They have power. Sure, obviously. They're powerful. They have the great support and social support, everything besides the Creator.
Like the religious, like the Hasid, who are dedicated, and I see that I don't have their dedication. So
אני רוצה להיות כמוהם במסירות. אני רוצה להיות גם מסור כמוהם. כי אני רואה שאין לי מסירות כמו שיש להם.
למי המסירות?
Devotion to whom?
No, I want to
look
חשוב.
It doesn't matter, you say. What's important is what you feel. Yeah? In short, you want to be better off. All religions, that's exactly what they're trying to provide a person with. A good feeling. Be with us. And then this world, the next world, everything will be perfect. Besides the wisdom of Kabbalah, which says, come with us, you'll be worse and worse off. Until you need the Creator, which is opposite to you. And if we don't aim for this, aim at this point, we will all become chassids, and that is forbidden. Now you can understand what it means to be a man, from the word leitgaber, to overcome, and what is isha, a woman, about which it says her force is weakens as a female. Meaning, if you become a hasid today, that is called being like the aspect of female. Meaning, you just adhere and follow, and that's it. To be envy at what? To be envy at whether I can have this kind of devotion in bestowal. Above reason, where a person feels he has nothing and he blesses it. He is kissing the stick because it helps him integrate in the group. What Hasidism doesn't have, what the first Hasids had, the Kabbalists, and it disappeared. And what we need to revive, that's the matter of the group. You need to integrate in the group, and it needs to become your uppermost value, but in the condition that you discover the force of bestowal within it, the Creator. Now, probably a workshop. Yes, give him, Eli.
There's a desire, there's the intention, there's the action, and the result. Does this parallel between the upper, the lower, the upper, and contentment to the Creator?
Yes.
Now, I want to tell a certain story. There's a guy who works with me, and his name is Yehuda Ashlag. I was told that he is the grandson of Bala Sulam.
Who? What? There are many like that. You know, Rabash had maybe 50 great-grandchildren. So you want to talk about that?
Should I tell it or not?
Okay.
So I went to him and I said, Yuda, are you the grandson of Bala Sulam? He took his ID out and he said, you see, I'm after my grandfather's name. I am named
grandfather,
after my grandfather.
You're saying?
Balasulam is Yuda live as name, and Balasulam is the grandfather of the guy.
Wait. And his name is Mandelbaum.
The grandson of Balasulam is called Yuda Ashlag after his grandfather, and he works with me. He showed me his ID card, and it's all right. He says, you know, Rachamim, my grandfather used to say, if there's no flower, there's no Torah. He says, so I told him, are you telling me I'm studying your grandfather? But I will tell you furthermore, I also study your uncle. He asked me what uncle said, Rav Baruch Ashlag. He said, yes. I was asked if he's on the path. This person is Orthodox. He's not with me, but we work together. Thank you very much for listening.
Meaning it's from the other side of the family. Yeah, Bala Sulam had two sons, and that's the other side, from the other son, from the smaller brother of Rabash. Bala Sulam had two sons. The older son is Rabash, and the younger son, Shlomo. Shlomo passed away 3 or 4 years before Rabash. I don't remember exactly, but he died suddenly. I remember I just walking in Bnei Brak and suddenly I saw that he passed away. There was I didn't see him at all. There was no connection between him and Rabash. There was a real hatred there. And Rabash then said, "Don't bring anyone home." I was sitting next to the door, not letting anyone come in, because they came and wanted to. Well, he wasn't in the funeral. He sat for the week after the funeral, the Shiva, at home. I was with him the whole time. We studied Zohar, we studied Tanya, even all kinds of things. Yeah, but I'm not going to teach you that. That's very dangerous. And he didn't go to the funeral or anything. But to me, he said, go to the condolences to... And I went there and sat there for a few minutes, and I went with a few other people who, you know, to go with me. That's it. What I want to say is, that, so it's from the other side of the family. But well, that's it. What can I say? Nothing more to add. It's healthier not to add. So, yes, Leibovich.
I want to ask, after what Duran said, what's the difference between content to the Creator and contentment to the Rav?
No difference. It's like bringing contentment to the group. No difference, because anything that exceeds the individual boundaries is the Creator. It's just a characteristic of your nullification towards the group. Meaning it's a certain characteristic of nullifying before the Creator. When you nullify through the group, and when you nullify through the before the, towards the teacher, that is a nullification based on the method, the Torah. You need both. But it's just the conditions that you have to meet in order to draw close to Him, to the Creator. Yes.
The moment I stand before the Rav, it's kind of much more tangible to feel that He wants me to reach bestowal, and it's easier for me to feel what contentment to my Rav is, because I have a feeling for that. I believe that the Rav has the same feeling also, even just as much as the Rav, but I don't...
This is why he gave you a group and a Rav, and books and instructions. I don't understand. I see this whole world as a means. What do I have in my field of view, in my current field of view of my senses?
So is it enough for me to put all my efforts in order to bring contentment to the Rav? Because it's much easier for me. For me personally, it's much easier.
No, you have to have an intention towards the Creator at all times. The Rav is a means. The group is your... Let's become one. Without even hearing the actual thought.
If it's part of the goal, or...
On the way, you do it, yeah? Towards the friends and the group, too. Not bringing me contentment chocolate? No, if it's a good one, you can.
Let's say I really exert at coming to bestowal, wanting bestowal, and let's say by doing so I bring you contentment. By the way, it's much easier for me.
Okay, make it a means. That's why you have both a group and a teacher. And it has to be on one lane, or together, literally, yeah. You have to examine it each time, and that is with respect to both bestowal and fear. Fear too. You can't have fear of the group, fear of the friends, more than fear of the Creator. Let's say you're afraid that they'll talk about you this way and that way, or discover this and that thing. So you have to do it in a way that towards the Creator you have the same fear. Well, we will calibrate ourselves better towards this. We'll go through the holidays and, well.
I once used to hear from you that, kind of like when in a loud manner that you're kind of using us.
Right? I can tell you this now. Too.
And it really filled me with joy that you're saying it like that, because I felt like we're kind of like a suitable vessel that you're working with us.
Well, what can I say? That's what the Creator gave me. What can I do?
And today I'm hearing that you're saying you're putting me to sleep, and I don't know exactly what to do with that. It's hard for me to be happy from such a saying, such a statement.
This entire holiday is going through, you know, under some vagueness. What? It wasn't like that yesterday. Zvika, were you here yesterday? You especially, you know, if you don't make me upset, then you already put me to sleep. Okay. Well, guys, we are together. We're working together. We have no choice. We depend on each other. We have to continue and just try to wake ourselves up. The problem is that people think that we're talking about, you know, nonsense, some light things, or it's jokes. All these things are very serious. These are actually very serious things. On the contrary, as light and, you know, as it seems, it's incorrect.
Well, what should I do with that state? How to raise this state? How to raise the strain in the group so that we'll be more...
That depends on what you live with inside of you, or what do you have within.
Well, you know how people kind of like not coming in time, and maybe we're kind of boring them, and they prefer standing outside, and what should we do with all that?
Let it be. Let it be. It also, there were some times like that with Rabash. Look, it's, I can sit for 10 hours and study and be focused on it, and if not that, then some science or other things. Some people are incapable. You know, let them work on something. Give them a screwdriver and a hammer and something, and they can't sit and study. So there are no mind. There. And I don't rule it out. You know, just chit-chat friends there, which is good too. But if he goes to the kitchen or something else, or it's not less than sitting here with us. It's just... But if it's nothing's happening, then it's just a waste of time.
Raf, we often ask you questions. Чтобы вы сказали нам, дали ответ, нашли какое-то решение.
Very often we ask you simple questions, how to do something, how to decide something, for us to have an answer. And in general, what you answer does not suit what we expected to hear. And you give us an answer that we need to implement it, realize it. And then discussions begin. What did you mean actually, and how each heard what you meant, and what we need to do? And here comes the question, what does it mean to implement correctly an advice that you gave? Without adding any additions to it, like how I heard you, how I wanted to hear you, or all kinds of things that what I wanted, would want to achieve from it, and so on. How in a clear, pure way can I follow the advice that you gave us?
To scrutinize it in the group. There's no other choice. There's no other way. And do it only later. And not, don't be hasty. Only after unity among you. And you clarify right or not, it's your thing. But see, when one's together, makes you little, then you equal serve the group. And no one's the... stands out. It's very important. Otherwise, there's no connection. We might feel like there is, but it's not there. We have to very carefully make an effort and examine whether you're building the right 10, where everyone's equal, everyone nullifies themselves, as much as someone is more powerful or knowledgeable, everyone is nullified. And when everyone is like a zero, everyone makes the maximum, you know, zero out of himself and maximum absorption of impression of others, then you begin to gather a true result. And after you make that kind of preparation, then you begin to process the advice I gave you, what I told you, and then you come to the right conclusion. We'll have a workshop if you allow me to do
it.
He
said that maybe we're probably going to have a workshop now.
Внутри десятки обсудить то, то, что вы нам будете давать этот вопрос.
And then we will try to discuss in the 10 the question you give us, the answer you give us. And when we hear from you that the right discussion is when I nullify my reason and work with my heart.
No. Okay. Let's say, go ahead.
I can't manage disconnect my mind. It's always there. My head is always there.
And if we detach the heart and only work with the mind, then what?
Я ничего не чувствую, я просто говорю какие-то слова, которые я запомнил из книг от вас, от своих товарищей, и ничего не чувствую.
אז אני לא מרגיש כלום, אני רק חוזר על כל מיני מילים ששמעתי אצלך, ממך, בספרים, מהחברים.
So I just repeat things, words that I heard from you, and kind of things like that. בלי הרגשה.
Okay, if I do it with an emotion, then it's my emotion. If I do it my mind, it's my mind. Where do I take the right mind and emotion? Answer me. That'll be the first workshop question. There's no question. Where is the true mind and heart? In the center of the circle, the workshop, between all of us, where we build our collective mind and heart, and then everyone shares a collective heart, one heart, and that's it. That's what we need to achieve. And then within that new body we've built, our joint mind and heart, we clarify everything there. Again, until we come to that vessel, we have nothing more to do. We have no... we need to achieve the spiritual vessel to the extent that it is spiritual. But then we can throw all sorts of ideas and questions and thought into it. And then start scrutinizing. And every time you throw something in it, you have to better calibrate the kli. So, are we sufficiently connected for this question? Are we sufficiently integrated with each other? Then we clarify it. And we clarify what? The level of connection that this question has sort of shook us up and induced a different level of connection than the previous question, or the zeroing, the initial state. So the vessel has changed. Now you measure the level of connection, and that level of connection is the exact answer for the question, meaning for what you put into the kli. You're always measuring the level of connection, and that level becomes different from time to time, from in different ways, different extents, by the questions that you throw into it. That's how, when you discover that, then you see there's nothing out of group. And there, I truly begin to discover the worlds, all the actions that we learn of Kabbalah. There's nothing besides that, and then you really begin to see how you work in that side of you. It's an outcome of that. And so you only need to focus there.
Дня праздника, когда у нас были семинары, я испытывал какую-то невероятную черствость. Как-то невозможно вот туда в круг войти. И такое ощущение, что ты просто на какой-то научной конференции во время семинара находишься. И невозможно вот как-то пробиться к этому всему. Как эту черствость преодолеть?
He says that in the first
2 days of the holiday, when we did a lot of workshops, he felt like he was in a great difficulty, and like he was in some kind of scientific convention, like you can't get into it, like there's something inside you that doesn't allow you to penetrate.
There are many obstacles for each and every one when he wants to integrate in the group. Many obstacles. Language, many issues. All the differences, you know, all that we drag with us from Babylon, it all becomes revealed, surfaces. What to do? Mutual aid. From me, from the group, from the study, and takes time as well. It's the actions are nonetheless. Well, yeah. He has issues as well. Not simple. I wanted to ask, when we learn from you, we learn a lot from how you teach us. When we take the advice and follow them and see results that you've been talking about. Now, how from your perspective, how is this trust built?
How do I build my trust in the students?
How is it built?
Speak English. How is that trust built from the Rav to the student? Like, how does, like, we trust the Rav, right? According to what we learn, how we study, we take the, we take all his advice and we apply it and we see that, you know, we're going the right way and we build trust again. Trust built the Rav to the student. Like, what do you build that trust? Ask me.
אנחנו לומדים אז כתוצאה מזה שאתה נותן עצות, אנחנו מיישמים, רואים שזה ממש עובד בפועל, כמו שאמרת, אז נבנה בנו איזשהו כזה אמון בדרגה מסוימת של תלמיד המוביל, הרגשה כזאת, שאתה מה צריכים להחיד לשם.
זה לא אמון.
It's not a matter of trust, or it's not faith. Faith can only be above reason, meaning opposite reason. If you see that I'm leading you in the right way, that's not called faith. That's an opinion, reason, a fact. That's not faith. That's not a vessel of faith.
Eli, maybe I didn't get it right. I'm talking about trust. Right? Trusting the Rav.
Okay. הוא מדבר על אמון שהתלמידים יש להם אמון במורה. מה התלמיד צריך לעשות כדי ש...
נו, מה זה אמון? אמונה?
לסמוך, אני מדבר.
לסמוך.
Well, what is trust? Trust is faith. Well, it's to rely upon. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. So, from where? You're asking, where does that force come from? To rely on the teacher?
What do the students do to build this kind of feeling?
That he is sure in them?
so that he will be confident in them. Be healthy. As much as the upper light bestows upon you, it holds you in a certain degree, to the degree in which it will disappear. Then you will fall, and that's it.
Well, our friend was asking just now about how you're using us in order to disseminate and actualize your goal.
Yes, but that too, I think that I'm doing this. That too is your goal, for me to use you so that through you we'll correct the world. Also, I am used from above in that way. The other souls use me this way, so that through me the world will be corrected. I don't want to see that, because then I won't have the force of faith to adhere to them. On the contrary, but when I think about this, it's truly good for me that I'm being used for the correction of the world. Yes?
So, you're following, you're doing all kinds of things for us to reach the goal and to bring contentment to the Creator. That's what we see and feel. Now,
yes,
I and the friends, we're your students, and we want to... We want to reciprocate it. So, what exactly am I to do with my thoughts and attitude and actions? How can I build this?
Only realize, implement what I advise you to do. Connect all the friends together.
He's asking, Rav, how do I examine myself on my part that I do the work reciprocally with you as a student, that I do everything I can so that you feel that way as well?
You need to examine yourself, if so, as to the greatness. If the question is as such, then according to a greatness. If what you do because the greatness of the Rav obligates you.
How do you see this now?
Me?
Meaning as a student. As a student, how do I examine this?
No. How do I see you?
Because and I worry that I may not be following what you want from me. On the other hand, I'm trying to do something about it, and I also want to know on your part, how do you see that? How do you evaluate it?
I am not allowed to tell you. I don't know what you're asking. Maybe I am not how I see you, you all. I see you corrected 100%. And to the degree in which we need to do, nevertheless, in actuality, revelation of the Creator to the world, therefore each and every one reveals the corruption. And it's not his corruption, but it's the corruption to the degree in which he needs to correct in the world. There's no words, but we don't need them. It's...